Yerushalmi Demai corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Yud Dalet. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed, Amud Beis, at the second Mishnah on the page, Harakeach Yain. Harakeach Yain ben Akusim, Oimesh Shnei Lugim, Shani Osla Afrish, Harin Intrima, Vaasor, Maase, Vetisha, Maase Sheni, Amechel, Vashoise. Mishnah says, one who buys wine from Kusim says the following declaration before Shabbos in order to be able to drink it from it on Shabbos. Two logs that I will separate shall be truma, 10 shall be masa rishon, and 9 masa sheni, and then he may redeem it onto coins. And the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisim, Shimon Tevaka Hanoid, Benim Sashoise, Tevalim, Namafreya. The Brisa says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon prohibited, lest the wine bottle break, and he would have retroactively drank tevel. Like a tame hadain, tame da hadain tame, Rabbi Yosi, Shiyehe Masum, should say Tama, Rabbi Shimon, Shemon Yishkach, Vyishte Sashah. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon's reasoning is different. Rabbi Yosi's reason here is that there must be a specific part that becomes Truma that when he declares it. Rabbi Shimon's reason is that he might forget and not actually separate it and drink all of the remainders. Ha'alot the Tani Ma'as Hashreini Shebechefet Zeh, B'chol Al-Sela Shebekis Zeh Chilol. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Leichel. And the support from the Tosefta is that the Maase Sheni in this thing is redeemed onto a seller coin in this money pouch. It's redeemed even though he didn't specify which coin should be used. Rabbi Yosi says it's not redeemed because he didn't specify. Moide Rabbi Yosi Shem Oma ala Sela Hayashana v'ala Dina Hayashan Shechilol Moidim Chachamim Rabbi Yosi Shem Oma ala Sela Sheator Miyad Bni v'ala Dina Sheator Miyad Bni Shleichilel Shlehaya B'yadai Ba'isashah. Rabbi Yosi agreed that if he said on the old seller or on the old dinar, it's redeemed. And the Chacham agreed that if he said on the seller that I will take from my son or on the dinar that I will take from my son, then it's not redeemed as it wasn't in his hands at the time. Taman Taninan, Hamaniach Peyos Leyos Mafish Aleim Chule, Masasheni, Vadam Masnisan, the Leik Rabbi Yosi, Ukubi Shimon. That the Mishnah said in Maseches Gittin that one who puts aside fruit to use to tithe for other fruits means money to be able to redeem Maase Sheni, he may not tithe with them, assuming they are still intact, but if he then found them to be lost, he must be concerned about any tithing done in the last 24 hours. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, isn't this the opinion of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon? If they're concerned that the bottle might break, they are also concerned that the fruits might be lost or burnt. Am Rabbi Zeira, Taman lemafreyo niskalkulei bramhocha meobdan vehelech niskalkulu. Zeira explains that over there in Gittin, the potential concern is about what has already happened, that the fruits might have already been lost when you wish to tithe. So Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon agree that we can assume that they are still currently intact. Here, the concern is that the bottle will break in the future, and one cannot assume that the bottle will always continue to be intact, since bottles many times eventually break.